And welcome back to our second segment of 55 Feedback. With Tom King, I'm Pat Snyder. And joining us for the second segment of our program is Christy Atkins. She is co-founder of a new website, Clinton's for McCain. She's a registered nurse. She's frequent Fox News Channel TV and radio contributor and a spokesperson, as I mentioned, and co-founder for Clinton's for McCain. And she has joined up with vice presidential candidate Joe Lieberman as far as speaking out about this. And if you go to the website, which is Clinton's, the number 4, McCain.com, you'll see in their mission statement, they are volunteers dedicated to bringing you the real Barack H. Obama, and we are not GOP spies. So, Christy, good morning, and thanks for being here.
Good morning, and thank you so much for having us. Really, I appreciate it.
I remember this group starting, but have you been going since Hillary finally suspended her campaign? Is that when it started?
3 or 4 days before, actually, she suspended her campaign. We could read the writing on the wall, and we wanted to let the world know that if she did suspend her campaign, we were not going to fall in line like mindless groupies.
Well, see, a lot of times, the media, we know how that can be at least sorted out a bit, but they led like there wasn't much of a difference in philosophies between Hillary and Barack Obama, but your group says there is quite a difference.
There's an enormous amount of difference when you look at their judgment and their character and their experience. And let me just say, when most people go to the poll and they cast their vote for the President of the United States, the highest position in, if not the world, our country, we, at the end of the day, want someone we can trust. And Barack Hussein Obama is not someone that we can trust. And I can give you quite a bit of evidence that's very compelling.
The majority of voters in the Democratic Party disagreed. So what part of you lost more primaries don't you understand?
See, there's Tom for you.
Yeah, hi, Tom. Yeah. Well, let me just explain to you the primaries in the caucus states. I have mathematicians, and I have PhDs, and I have an enormous amount of evidence that there was rampant fraud. That what you know about the primaries and what I know about the primaries are quite different.
So they stole the election from you. Is that what you're saying?
Started in Iowa.
It did start in Iowa. You're right. Whoever said that is
that was me.
You're informed. Because you know what happened in Iowa is that we have documented 3 busloads of Chicago voters who actually cast their vote for Obama in the Iowa primary.
Yeah, it came right into the caucus scene and did it. Yeah.
You're right.
Another thing that seemed fishy too, Christy, is how quickly the Pelosi's and all these Democratic senators and leaders kept telling Hillary to get out.
Isn't that interesting? And I've always wondered what John McCain's mother, how she would feel about that. I always wanted her to weigh in on that. You know, she's, what, 96?
Yeah.
And she's probably waited. She was born before women had the right to vote. And I had patients who were actually in their walker so excited just to cast their vote. And to tell these women and men for the first time in their life they can't cast a vote for the first African-American or woman as president of the United States, I thought was a travesty.
So you're prepared to reward the Republican Party for the last 8 years by not supporting their candidate in the general election.
Are you telling me that you're prepared to vote for a candidate just because he has a Democratic label on him?
I'm prepared. I am prepared to vote for the candidate who earns the nomination for a party who has not been in power for the last 8 years and put us in the position that we are in the world. Yes, I am absolutely prepared
to vote
do that.
For a party. Well, I'm not.
And because when a person becomes the nominee of a major party in this country, they are qualified. Regardless if you agree with all of their positions, they don't get to that spot without being qualified.
Right.
Well, I disagree. He's not qualified, and I also disagree. He's not experienced, and that's based on my judgment and my research, and I have a lot of research, and I'm not a Democrat. I'm an independent voter.
Right.
I'm an American first.
Well, let me ask you this, too, because, Christy, there are a lot of Democrats out there that just say, I can't vote for a Republican, John McCain, but there are at the same time they're saying, I don't like Barack Obama, but I can't vote for a Republican. How do you answer that?
You're right. And what I would like for people to do is kind of what an independent voter does. And we're actually the most informed voters of all because we aren't just going to fall in line behind a party. We're going to look at a candidate and let him stand on his own. We have enough of a Senate record behind John McCain that I'm very comfortable with casting a vote. He was in the Gang of 14. Do you know what the Gang of 14 is?
Yeah, that was about the Supreme Court judges, right?
No, the Gang of 14 was seven Democrats and seven Republicans who came together and said, no more stonewalling. We're going to be the mediators of Congress, and we're going to make sure things get done. And Barack Obama was invited into the Gang of 14. He declined, but John McCain was a part of it. He is the number one senator who has reached across the aisle to get things done more than any other senator, and that's documented. Barack Obama has never reached across the aisle, and he is the number one most liberal senator in Congress.
I grant you that John McCain is not the normal Republican candidate for president,
right.
And there are some good things about John McCain, but there are a lot of things that both Democrats and Republicans don't agree with McCain on, and maybe that's a good thing. Maybe you're right. Maybe he is more independent than the normal candidate. But the fact still remains that it almost sounds like you are starting this campaign just by the name of your group as a vindictive kind of thing, because your candidate was not successful during the primary season.
It does sound like that, and you're right, but that's not the case. The case is that because we were Clinton supporters, we gathered an enormous amount of evidence. You know, I wanted, and I was very much like your other host, I wanted a Democratic president. As an independent voter, I felt that it was time to put a Democrat in office.
Mm-hmm.
But the more I learned about that candidate, the more appalled I was at who he was, what he stood for, and his past. And the more you research him, it's just appalling. And believe me, I've got a lot of research behind me with, like I said, congressional investigators, doctors. These are PhDs. This isn't just something that you can find on the Internet. This is information that is very difficult to find, and I do meet with congressional investigators, you know, at least once a week.
Man, and all of this as... here's a mild-mannered, it's almost like a superhero, mild-mannered nurse working in an emergency room, and now look at you're really an activist.
Well, what really started my interest in politics this year was healthcare. In the ER, I can tell you that the biggest expense in America that we have is uninsured voters. The one person who was able to really justify and cover those uninsured voters, and that is a huge debt for America, by the way, was Hillary Clinton. So I was excited that someone finally was going to address all the problems that we face every day in the ER. Unbelievable amounts of patients that come in who are, one, illegal in the United States, or two, just uninsured. And I live in one of the wealthiest counties in America, and we still have this problem. So I know it's rampant. Well, I began investigating her policies and Obama's policies. And Obama's health care does not cover uninsured voters. It doesn't. It's not true universal health care. And with all the problems that comes with universal health care, I'm not willing to take on what he's offering without the benefit of what it would have or should do. It's not true universal health care. On the flip side, John McCain, you'll be walking around at least with $5,000 more in your pocket. So at least in that sense, he covers all Americans. But that's not what really disturbed me as my investigations continued.
What's the most disturbing thing, Christy?
This is something that actually is not being reported right now. So are you sure you want me to go there?
Yeah, go there. Anything, if I can educate people.
Sure, rumor and innuendo, we like that. Go ahead.
Yeah, Tom, and only
actually,
if it's from the Daily Kos, Tom likes, but go ahead.
Yeah, no, the Daily Kos, give me a break.
Yeah, well, that's Tom's Bible.
Are you kidding me? Oh, I hope that's a joke, really.
He's not denying it.
Go okay.
ahead. Go ahead, Christy.
Well, for example, there is a very strong tie between Senator Obama. He has a connection with the controversial Prime Minister of Kenya, Mr. Odinga. And I'm sure you have heard this, correct?
Right. I remember seeing that. And didn't Odinga kind of come into his position rather illegally?
That's right. Yeah. So you're a little bit more informed than your average voter. Well, for example, Odinga has very strong ties with Muslims in a Christian country. He, Barack Obama did campaign for Odinga. What I have discovered is that Odinga has terrorist connections and ties since as far back as 1985. And now keep in mind, I will say, that our information comes from congressional investigators from the Democratic Party. Okay? So I want to make sure that you understand. The Christian Post first raised concerns over Odinga because when he did not win after Obama even went there and campaigned for him with known terrorist activities. He told his tribe, and I don't know how to pronounce it, L-U-O, that the election was rigged. These tribe members then proceeded murderous ravaging of the countryside of Christians, and they actually burned children and women alive in a church where they fled for protection and burned them alive.
I remember reading that story, Christy, yes. Yeah.
And he is the leader of the Orange Republican Party, or the Orange Republic, which Orange obviously stands for revolt in their country. What is very clear is not only do that they know each other, and you know Obama appeared at public rallies for him, but it is now very clear to us that now that he is in power, he has turned what was once a Christian country into an Islamic terrorist. Country that he is actually harboring known terrorists and calling it a safe haven for him. He actually put out, I have a document in my hand right now, it's a letter from Obama that he will in fact harbor certain terrorists, and I have their names in my hand as well. So along with that, this is a man who also named his child, his firstborn child, after Fidel Castro as well. Now these are things that Obama knew about before he actually went over there and campaigned for him. Obama spoke to very large crowds in their native language, Arabic.
Mm-hmm.
At the Luo tribesmen were all in attendance. This comes from Kenya papers. And in some cases, he might even have dual citizenship with the Orange Democratic Movement at Obama's side. According to the BBC, Obama's father came from the same Luo tribe as Odinga. And this is also in Time magazine, and it came out around the time when the opposition leader, Raila Odinga, was going throughout the country during their ethnic cleansing. And first you have to ask, is there a question of his judgment for endorsing and campaigning for a man who has known terrorist activities, who is now harboring terrorists who have no other purpose but to wake up every day and destroy America? Is that bad judgment, or did Obama know about this ahead of time?
Well, it just kind of fits into place, Christy, because here he's got Jeremiah Wright, he's got William Ayers, he has all this, so he has, it looks like, a connection to the more radical aspect of life.
Well, you're absolutely right. You know, he knows that his firstborn child is named after, you know, Fidel Castro.
Yeah.
He knows that he has had terrorist affiliations since 1985. There were ethnic cleansing even before Obama endorsed him. But you have to ask yourself, what is the purpose of endorsing someone with this kind of activity? If I can find this out, and I'm an American citizen, and I can find this out through three or four different investigators.
Mm-hmm.
You're telling me that a potential candidate for the United States of America in the Oval Office can't find this out as well?
Yeah. Well, he's got his, Barack has his Nixonian-type website, the smear website, that trying to dispel some of these, he calls, rumors. So I don't know.
Well, you know, and here's the thing about that. When I look at a candidate, I can't just go, when it comes to issues like this, I have to dig a little bit further. That's my nature. I can't just listen to a spin room. And that's both on the McCain, Clinton, or the Obama side. I really need to go a step further and ask myself, is there truth about this beyond a reasonable doubt? I could never get to that point with Obama. I could never get to the point where, okay, there's reasonable doubt, move on. I couldn't.
Okay.
I still can't.
Let's get a couple of questions in from listeners here. Christy, Arthur, thanks for holding. Welcome to Feedback.
Yes, I would like to ask your guest the question, please.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is it true that technically nobody is running for president now because no one has yet been nominated to run?
Yes.
Because we haven't had the conventions yet?
Thank you. That's a perfect example of an assumption of he's gone so far, he thinks he's actually president already, but yeah, he has assumed that he is nominee, and the fact of the matter is the delegates have not selected yet, and that will come, we'll know on August 30th who are
nominees. Is there any chance, Christy, that Hillary might suddenly have a surprise or something might come up where it might not be locked down to Barack Obama?
Some are saying that. I have no proof of that, but that is what some in the camp is saying. And just to also address the question you asked earlier, how many supporters are not going to vote for Obama?
Yeah.
3 million is in our subscribed group right now.
Wow, that's pretty good. Hey, thanks, Arthur, for your call. Let's get Dave in here. Dave, good morning. Welcome to Feedback.
Good morning. Your guest is talking about different connections with people to Obama, and I'm wondering if she is aware of Senator McCain's past with the Keating Five and the scandal that was involved with this developer out in Arizona that Senator McCain was connected to, and I lived in California at the time, and our Senator Cranston was driven out of office because of that scandal.
Mm.
And that was called the Keating Five.
Keating
Five.
Can you
expound on that?
I don't know anything about it, but I guarantee you, if you even give me a hint of a controversy, I'll find people that will look at it.
Yeah, it was. This was a developer.
What year was it again, Dave?
Probably.
It was part of the savings and loan debacle back in
the 80s?
Yeah.
Yeah,
really?
Probably
okay.
In the 80s. The same time that Neil Bush was bankrupting the big savings and loan in Denver. And Keating was a developer in Arizona, and he bought land real cheap and then sold it to different people and bounced it up the prices and each time got loans from different banks. And savings and loans, and they all went belly up.
Well,
but Senator McCain was connected to this guy.
Okay.
Called the Keating Five.
Keating
look
Five.
Into it.
All right, thank you, Dave. We'll look into it. I got
to
think.
Clarify the reason that I'm so concerned. You know, like Resco is kind of one of those controversial.
Oh yes, in Chicago, they're the developer.
You know, that was one that I wouldn't say that I brushed it off, but it didn't raise a red flag because to some degree we always expect politicians to use their positions of power to have some type of personal gain. You know, that's not a big surprise, ooh, Allah. But when I hear that churches are full of Christians and they're being burned, you know, that gives me pause.
But some will say that, well, Barack didn't know anything about that.
Really? But did Barack know that as far back as 1985 that he had known terrorist activities?
That I can't say. But what, you know, we've had good presidents, bad presidents right now. As Tom mentioned, there's a lot that think President Bush has been horrible, but we're getting through it. Why do you think that if Barack would win the presidency, we'd be in worse shape than we either are now or have ever been?
That's a very, very interesting question. I was actually on the Neil Cavuto show on Monday, and there was a representative there on the economy who was an Obama supporter. They asked him, how unhappy is America? How unhappy is America? How bad is our economy right now? And he would not answer the question. He refused to answer the question. Well, I would tell you that there's an index, and it was actually made popular by Carter. And this is an index that it's called the Misery Index.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Economic indicator.
I remember that. Reagan used it a lot.
Well, you would think that the guest would have known that, but the worst that we have ever been in this country, no one need look any further than Carter because at that time it's 21.68. Carter's statement was no one needs to run for reelection if their misery index was 14.7. In 1979, it was 21.68. Today, it's barely over 10. So this is definitely not the worst we've ever been. I came from a place where I was determined that a Democrat needed to save the day. I understand that thinking. I was there. I, after researching and looking into this, now feel it's not necessarily a party that's going to save America. We cannot blame and put responsibility of what is going on in this country today on a party. We have to take some degree personal responsibility. But to another degree, we have to look and see it's not all the Republicans' fault. You know, and the Democrats have the majority of the House right now. So how can we even dare blame that on the Republican? Yes, there was a Republican president, but he wasn't the majority of the House.
If Hillary Clinton somehow becomes the nominee at the convention, I would imagine your group would just dry up and blow away then?
Most of them will, and most of them claim at that point they're going to be Clinton's or Hillary. Well, that's when I'm going to start diving in a little bit more, because what I have learned in this process is that I have not been diligent enough to really vet each and every candidate on my own. I've been a lazy voter, and I've just blindly listened to the news, blindly taking their excuses. I'm going to dig, and I'm going to dig in McCain. I will look up this Keating debacle that he's talking about. I'm going to look up the Keating Five. I'm going to look up every candidate on my own, and that's what I wish every American voter would do. Stop looking at a party and leaving our economy, leaving our children and our safety up to a party. Look at each and every candidate as an individual and ask yourself, if beyond a reasonable doubt, can you cast your vote for this candidate?
It's a very interesting website. Again, ClintonsForMcCain.com is the website. And you are very is your family as active as you? I mean, your husband, kids?
No one, actually. And I'll tell you, actually, the reason that I even looked at McCain was because of my daughter. My daughter is 18, and their father is in Afghanistan. He's serving our country right now.
Wow.
They haven't seen him in over 2 years. Which is another personal reason for me to want to get all the troops out, obviously. But she came to me and she said, Mom, I really want you to look at Senator McCain. I'm like, a Republican? Like, you know, as if she had just said a four-letter word. And she said, yes, a Republican. And I said, well, why? And she said, I want you to look at the fact that she was the one that told me he was in the Gang of 14. She said, he is the one candidate that has reached across the aisle more than any other. She goes, why would you just blindly follow a party when you have a very good candidate right now that the Republicans lucked into, and he is going to be the one that can bring my dad home safely? And I had to stop and, just out of respect for her, look it up, and she was right.
Wow.
And that's where I said, okay, maybe I have been biased. Maybe I, in my placing blame on Bush or the Republicans, have been lazy. It's really easy to place blame. It's really easy to say all the problems that we have is all because of Bush. But it takes a little bit more effort to go the next step and take a look at what's really going on in our country, who and what their Senate records are. Another very interesting part of Obama's Senate record is that he's only passed and sponsored one bill.
Yeah.
And it was a funding relief bill that went to Kenya.
Well, I tell you, we ran out of time this time, Christy, but I'm going to have to definitely have you back here in the future. But keep up your work. Again, Clintons for McCain is the website. And Christy, thank you so much for being with us today.
I appreciate it. It was an honor and a pleasure, and thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.